The greatest things, the greatest achievements in life don't normally just happen. They usually involve risk and struggle and perseverance. And bringing new life into this world is one such wonderful event that usually involves its fair share of challenge, whether that is human new life or whether it is spiritual new life. So this morning, my button appears to be working again. I want to look at the picture of childbirth that is presented at different places through our Bibles that tell us about both the challenge but also the real blessing of bringing spiritual new life. It's a way of thinking and asking ourselves about what God's called us to be here for. And that challenge begins by taking a risk. That verse in Genesis 3:16 reminds us that labor can be painful when children are born. It's a challenging verse. And in our day, in our modern day, in this scientific world, childbirth is still a miraculous, mysterious, and unpredictable phenomenon. Now, it's true, that is true for us in the world that we immediately live in this Western world with all of its technological advances. But in many cultures around the world, as we were shown in that video from Afghanistan, traditional beliefs also come into the picture and also hugely influence the process of childbirth. And one such belief that exists that accompanies those traditions is the belief that childhood, that giving birth, because of its kind of, you know what I mean by messiness, the messiness of the nature of childbirth, somehow that makes it unclean. And as a consequence, in this day and age, in the 21st century, many women are expected or forced to give birth outside the house, outside the hospital, in the open air, and often in the only place you might get a little bit of shelter, which is in a cowshed or a stable. That's today. So as if the whole process of giving birth wasn't risky enough, it can be made so much more dangerous because of these traditional customs and beliefs that, because they've been passed down from generation to generation over years, people are loathed to break. That's what BMS are trying to do something about. Can you begin to imagine having to give birth in a stable? But then, doesn't that remind you of somebody? You see, for us today, to think of women giving birth in such primitive conditions in the mountains in Afghanistan seems almost barbaric, unacceptably risky. But that is precisely... It's a party going out. It must be something I said. It seems barbaric that a human today should do this, but that's precisely what God chose as the birthplace of his holy son. A place of vulnerability, a place of great risk, so that God could bring new life to you and me. Just think about that. Jesus, the holy, perfect Son of God, creator of this world, giver of life, and he entered this world not in some luxury hotel or the presidential suite of a grand palace, not with some deal done with Hello magazine to record everything, but he entered this world in the poverty and filth and squalor of a space that was unwanted at the back of an inn. Probably a stable. And he did that so that there could be absolutely no doubt that God related to the toughest situations that you or I or anyone in this world could ever find themselves in. That's the heart of God. He loved us so much that he took the risk of those really basic conditions so that his son could bring spiritual life to the most broken parts and most broken people in this broken world that we live in. And here's my first challenge to you. If that's God's heart and Jesus' willing sacrifice for us, I ask the question, what risks are we prepared to take to bring new spiritual life into this world around us? What risks are we prepared to take to hold our part as his church here in bringing new life? Now that should be humbling. It should want us to cause us to want to give thanks. And it should also be a bit of an inspiration. But don't expect that that means that when we get on in this process of bringing new life, it's going to be easy. It isn't. For a start, the act of giving birth is rarely easy, is it? If you were listening to that video, did you notice what the younger woman said in the video? Her name was Ziba. Did you notice what she said? 2 days she was in labor, and she said it was a little bit difficult. And I just love that understatement, a little bit difficult. A little bit difficult. Now, hanging wallpaper can be a little bit difficult. You know, when you plastered the back of the wallpaper with paste and, you know, folded the ends down so you can fit it on the wall. And then you come and you put it in place and you try to unstick the end and it flops down into your face and you get covered in paper, wallpaper paste. And then you try to hold it up there and line up the pattern and you realize that you've got the wallpaper upside down and you've got to turn. Putting wallpaper up can be a little bit difficult. Changing a tire on a car in the snow in a howling gale, that can be a little bit difficult, but 2 days of an obstructed labor, I'm going to suggest, can be life-threatening. But that's the reality. And that's the reality that Paul was speaking about in the passage that we talked about, where he spoke about these pains of childbirth and this whole world aching and groaning in the process. He was talking about people who were struggling with their Christian lives and in how to put this Christian walk together. You might think, of course, because he's talking to people in Rome, that was the advanced city. Of course it was. Along with Athens, the most advanced cities of that day, with all their technological improvements, with all the modern ideas and modern technologies that had come to that city. But that didn't do anything to stop them struggling with exactly the same problems when people came to give birth to their children. So he uses this image, paints this picture of how difficult it is to speak to the problems that the church is going through. You think that your Christian walk can be challenging. Well, Paul says, you know, that's the cost. That's the price of bringing new life into this world. He wanted the Christians to understand how mysterious and miraculous and unpredictable and risky the process of bringing new life to others is. It's the difficulty of bringing new life to one another, of course, as well as that. But that's what Jesus did. He came and he gave up his life in agony to birth a new reality so that everybody could come to know him. I don't know what you think about the Christian life that you lead and the life that we have as churches in this day and age where so many people reject the message of God, and where the pressures of the world seek to change the way we live our lives and the standards that we live by. And the pressure for you within, it's tough, isn't it, to live the life of God's people today. It's hard because there's that bit within us, that human nature that we struggle to overcome. There are those difficulties because we want to go back to the easy way, the smooth way, where there's no criticism. And of course, the enemy, Satan, wants us to live that kind of life. And it's not easy being a church and standing out when most people want nothing to do with God in this day and age. But this is the place where he's called us to bring new life. And Paul paints a very vivid image through that picture of childbirth to say that that's the struggle that we have. The world is broken. It's tough. And that long for change that is often so slow to come might cause us to want to give up. But in the passage that we read, Paul spoke about keeping going, even when it is difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel in the challenge that we have been set. And Jesus said just the same thing in this passage in John's Gospel, chapter 16. He was telling his disciples of what was about to come. He was to be arrested. He was going to have to leave them. They would be on their own. And the picture looked bleak, and it was hard to see light at the end of the tunnel. But he gave them this picture of childbirth to remind them to look further. He says, a woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy that a child is born into the world. Looking forward with hope for what's to come. Have you noticed that in this day and age we live in a rather risk-averse society? We don't like to take risks. I would argue it's one of the reasons we have insurance policies for everything. We have an insurance policy for your mortgage, for the house, for the contents of your house, for the appliances in your house. You have insurance policies for your bike, for your car, for your travel, for your holidays, for life itself. We don't like taking risks. But childbirth is one of the things you don't get an insurance policy for. We just have to face it. If someone were to make a risk assessment for all the potential hazards that would come with childbirth, you could be forgiven for thinking no one would go ahead with it. Will the pregnancy take place? Will the child come to full term? Will the birth be straightforward? Will the baby survive and thrive and survive till age 5? Sorry. It's a bit poetic, wasn't it? Didn't mean it like that. But for all of those reasons, you'd think, why do people go through it? Simple. Because there is something wonderful about human birth and about bringing new life into this world. There's something hopeful and forward-looking about it. And the thing that is forward-looking is the fact that at the end, there comes a child, and it is all worthwhile. That's the picture that Jesus paints in John chapter 16. And Jesus himself is the example of that, because he led that life. He chose this life. He took the risk of loving us and offering himself for us when there was absolutely no guarantee that we would reciprocate in our response to him. The Bible tells us while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He did it anyway. It's a picture here of God's passion for his people. And Jesus went through the most trying of times. He suffered horrendously, but he did so because he knew at the end of it, new life would come to you. In Hebrews 12, verse 2, we read these words, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." I ask the question, what are we prepared to endure for God to bring new life into this world? Well, you've taken a bit of a risk and you've endured a little bit and you've made something of a sacrifice this morning because your practical offerings are here in front of us. These are one way in which we can give. These literally will bring life to people in our town who feel that they've got no hope and abandonment. And as we make these gifts, and as we go through life and we give a little bit of a sacrifice that might be tough for us, so we send a message, there is a God of love. And we point to Jesus in the process. In just the same way, when you in your Christian life, when things are tough and you are struggling to get through, maybe a serious illness, maybe a situation where there's difficulty in the family and you're trying to hold down your faith and stand up for God's standards and his message of hope and love, when you can persevere in that, you point to the hope of Jesus, to those who look at you and see you making it through. I want to challenge us to endure, to keep going because of what God is leading us to. I want to encourage us to do that for this church as we go on this journey with him and he shows us where we can have a real impact in this world. Which brings me to my final point, and it's this. We are in it together. We're in it together. Have you, any of you seen the television program Call the Midwife? Or have you at least heard of it? A number of you have obviously seen the program. There's a picture there of midwives at work, and there's something that is consistent through that program. Whether you've only seen glimpses of it and adverts on the TV or you've watched it avidly, you soon realize they are in it together. They're in it as a team. So they train together. They inspire one another together. They're informed about what's going on in the area together. And then even when they go out to individual homes and work alongside mums who have got babies or are going to have babies, they work alongside that mum in partnership. They are in it together. And that's the message that Paul was giving to the church at Galatia, who were struggling in their situation. And Paul says, I'm in this with you, like the pains of childbirth. I'm in it alongside you, and I'm walking. And I want to say that as a final point to us as a church. Do you realize that in spiritual terms, we have all got the amazing privilege of helping form the new life of Christ in one another. As we move forward as a church, as people grow, as we come and we sing and we pray and we encourage one another by the volume of your singing, as we talk to one another and encourage them when they're struggling with a situation in life that they're going through, so we work together as God has called us to. It's his purpose for everyone born on this planet that from life's first cry to final breath, we should be transformed to be more and more Christ-like. That's the journey that we're on. And that's what God has called us to be for one another. It's also where he calls us to look out, to look beyond ourselves, to what we can do for other people. And in Afghanistan, you are literally bringing life through the gifts that I'm going to invite you to make shortly. Through projects like that, you can make a difference. And in those videos that you saw that the main guy, his face was covered. He was protected so you couldn't see his identity because it is a dangerous place to be witnessing for Jesus, but that's what they also do. They save lives through training on how to bring up babies, but they also teach about Jesus. The reason I wanted to share all of this with this picture of childbirth is to say this to you. Sometimes the things that God calls us to are not straightforward. We face lots of challenges, and you might be struggling at the moment in your Christian walk or in seeing where your part is in the life of the church and what we can do to bring new life. But God is calling us and is inviting us to be part of this. So I want to encourage you, are you prepared to take a risk? Do you recognize this is not going to be an easy journey? It's going to be painful. But are you prepared to look beyond, to endure, and see what will come as God births his plan? And are you prepared to then work together as he's calling us to as a church to make that difference? That's my encouragement, and may God help us to find our individual place in that process.